This is Space Kate reporting from Space Coast Regional Airport in Florida, and I'm standing on the zero-G plane with one of the workers, which is Tim Bailey. Tell us what you do, Tim, and can you just talk us through the plane?
Sure. My name is Tim Bailey. I'm a part-time flight attendant. I fly on the zero-G airplanes as part of our FAA regulation, so you got to have somebody there to make sure everybody's being safe on the airplane. Takeoff and landing is about what you would expect from any aircraft, so we have to do all the passenger briefings, seat belts, seat backs and tray tables in your full upright and locked position. This is how you use a life vest. It's only really when we're up in the air and you reach that 10,000 feet and the captain turns off the seatbelt sign that things really get different. So what we do is take everybody's shoes. You're already in a flight suit up here. You've got everything out of your pocket, so you're not going to fall on anything. You'll notice the front 2/3 of the airplane are completely padded. So that's where we have everybody get up there, lay on the floor for the 2G pull to start off with, and then we'll do Martian, lunar, and zero gravity parabolas. And as we do a free fall through the air, everything inside the plane will get weightless. And it's just an amazing experience.
How many of these flights have you had to do? Sorry, I say had to do. How many of these flights have you been lucky enough to do?
I've been on about 170 flights, so I'm getting close to 4,000 parabolas, which is what we call each of the individual arcs that we fly to create the reduced gravity.
Okay, so behind us we've got just normal airline seating, the usual sort of armrests and seatbelts and... what have you got underneath? You've got a life vest under here?
Yeah, just like on any other aircraft, we would have a life vest underneath. You've got your seatbelt there. We do have our oxygen under the seats instead of over it like you would see on a regular passenger jet, because we want all that headroom where you can float around free throughout the aircraft.
And now we're on this nice kind of weird paddy foam stuff. Let's walk around through the plane. It's quite spacious, isn't it?
It is. Once you get all the seats out of the inside of the airplane, it's about 10 feet across. You've got just over 7 feet of ceiling height in here. And then we put the pads on the floor and on all the walls so that you've got all that room to play with. Even with 35 people up here in the cabin maximum, it's still a lot of room to play. And when you're all floating around, you can do Supermans together. You can actually throw water in the air and eat it right out of the air. Or you might even ball up into a ball and have somebody toss you across the cabin. And you become the toy instead of playing with toys in space.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any major collisions?
It's not as bad as you would think, because there's nothing holding you back. If I bump into you, we both fly away. It's physics. So we end up being able to demonstrate those really great for teachers. When you bump into somebody, your masses determine how you fly away from each other. Sometimes you just pass, or I might be able to grab your arm and swing you and give you some momentum. So it's a lot of fun up here, and people come away not expecting to learn as much about physics as they do just viscerally, knowing in their body, oh, wow, I understand how that works so much better now.
Cool, and... are you going to take us into the cockpit? Can we have a little peep?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really the same cockpit that they fly every day. The pilots that fly the zero-G flights also do cargo flights every day, so they maintain their proficiency when they're not doing the zero-G work. And the cockpit works exactly the same way. In fact, the airplane wasn't really modified that much to be able to do zero-G work.
So what kind of a plane is this?
This is a Boeing 727 aircraft, a 200 model, so it's a little bit longer than the original. And it's been cargo modified, which means that it's got a completely clean interior so that they could fill it up with cargo. And we've remodified it for zero-G flight so that it has those seats in the back and some of the standard passenger equipment that the FAA requires. But up here in the cockpit, everything is exactly the same as what you would see on any other 727 cargo plane. We've got room for a captain, a co-pilot, and a flight engineer. We had to add in a couple of extra gauges, like their G meters, which tell them laterally and horizontally how they're doing as far as the G's go, so that they can watch that and make sure that they keep everybody in the back floating in the middle.
And when you float, you don't actually quite manage zero gravity, do you? It's microgravity, but I understand you do different types of gravity for the moon and for Mars.
That's right. As we do the free fall maneuver, you never are really away from gravity. What you're in is free fall, and that's the same that the astronauts have as they go around the planet. They're not free of gravity, or they'd be floating out away from the planet. They're still in the gravitational field. You're just falling free at the same rate as everything around you. So they can dive the airplane and have everything float almost at the same rate, which is what we call microgravity or zero G. And then you can also pull back and have it at a lunar gravity or a Martian gravity. And so we actually had researchers do things in the plane, and that's how they train astronauts. NASA uses the same type of technology and now actually uses this plane to do research on, so that they can test things. How does soil move in on lunar gravity? So that if they're testing out something, they can know, oh, it's going to fall at a slower rate, or it's going to have cohesion that keeps it from falling for a longer time. They've tested out spacesuits and that kind of thing in these airplanes. So it's exactly the same sensation that you're going to get. It's the same physics. We can just do it in an airplane for about 30 seconds at a time.
So you're a veteran of almost 4,000 parabolas. Can you try and explain to people who haven't been weightless what it feels like and what's the difference between Mars and Luna?
It's almost like trying to explain chocolate to someone that's never had it. You can say it's a little bit like coffee, it's a little bit like this, but until you do it, you're just never going to know. It's amazing. If you've been in, if you've gone skydiving, you have that sensation. If you've been underwater, you've gotten close to the sensation. But really, there's nothing to push away from like you do. There's no air to push on and get any type of movement like when you're skydiving, and there's no water to push on, although that's what people always do. They try to swim in zero G. It's millions of years of evolution have taught us to swim, and so it's hard to get away from that. As far as the differences between them, that's really unique. The first time going into Martian or lunar gravity, we actually start the flight off with those so that your body has a chance to acclimate to not being in a 1G environment. And the first thing you notice is you want to react too quickly, because you're used to having that 1G pulling you down. So when you take a step, you want to put your foot down and your other one hasn't quite come off the ground yet. Or if you jump up, your legs immediately push back down to touch the ground and it's not there yet. And you're falling, you know, about a third as fast as you normally would. You can do a push-up and actually push yourself all the way up to standing. Or you can do a one-handed push-up with someone on your back. Just little things that your brain isn't quite processing right at first. But once you get used to those things, it makes a lot more sense when you go into zero G and you say, oh, I don't need to push off the floor really hard, like my body weight. I need one finger and I'll float all the way to the ceiling. There's nothing that's going to stop me.
Sounds like some great photo opportunities there. Now, how do we get to do this if we're not already being trained as astronauts with NASA, which as yet we're not quite?
There are a couple of ways to do it. I know that in Russia, they've been taking people up on their Ilyushin 76 for a couple of years, and they'll do some training there. They've done some really amazing artwork. In the U.S., Zero G, the Zero Gravity Corporation, is the only one that's FAA approved to take up groups of people like we do. So you can go to www.gozerog.com, and they have flights that are open around the United States at different times. So you book it just like you would a Delta or United or British Airways flight. You just go on, pick a date, pay the $5,000 or so that it takes per seat, and you show up and do your training.
And how long's the flight?
Flight, it's anywhere from an hour and a half to 2.5 hours, depending on where our airspace is. They like for the plane to go away from other aircraft. It doesn't make the other pilots feel good to see a plane climbing and diving like that. So they try to keep us out of everyone else's view. But we do 15 parabolas. So we'll do a Martian, a couple of lunar, and then 12 zeros. So you get about 6 minutes of weightlessness during the flight, which is similar to what they're talking about for those suborbital flights that Richard Branson and other people are talking about doing.
Those will be continuous 6 minutes, won't they?
They'll be continuous 6 minutes, but the smart person would come on the cheaper flight and do them in smaller increments, get ready for that so that you're already experienced, you understand how to work yourself in a zero gravity condition, how to take pictures, how to pose for pictures, those kinds of things. So we've had some potential future space travelers come on the airplane just to get ready and know how they're going to react in zero G and make more of their continuous 6 to 8 minutes that they'll get when they're suborbital.
So I just need to save, what, $205,000 so that I can come on both the Zero-G and the Virgin Galactic flight. And then I'm sorted.
Exactly.
Great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.